Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Massive Black Lives Matter protests, the possible resulting COVID strike, the coronavirus impact on the upcoming hurricane season, and the storm now advancing on the Gulf Coast, all making news in America this morning. That's Washington, D.C., where police estimate more than 10,000 people marched outside the refortified White House and the Lincoln Memorial. Thousands of others gathered in major demonstrations across the country against racism and police violence. It was the 12th consecutive day and night of protest since the police killing of George Floyd in Minneapolis last month.
Are these protests working?
Yes, I think that they are working because it's getting people to think about who their elected officials are. I'm a great believer that if you vote stupid, you get stupid. And that's what we've got today.
Los Angeles, Chicago, Philadelphia, New York City all saw demonstrations. And in San Francisco, protesters clogged the Golden Gate Bridge from KGO Television.
Both lanes, north and south lanes, are just completely at a standstill.
With the protests mostly peaceful here, National Guard troops and armed federal officers kept their distance. About the pandemic, good news and worrisome news.
We got our life back. Yay, we're finally open.
She owns one of the many restaurants in Louisiana just reopened. Universal Orlando is the first major U.S. theme park to let the general public back.
It's nice to be able to get out and do something.
But at the mass demonstrations, with little evidence of social distancing and some protesters without masks, it's the perfect recipe for spreading the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the government's top infectious disease specialist.
It's a delicate balance because the reasons for demonstrating are valid, and yet the demonstration itself puts one at an additional risk.
And the pandemic will impact the looming hurricane season. In Texas, Nim Kidd heads the Emergency Management Division.
We want safe evacuations, and how we used to be able to put 50 people on a bus, that number may be down to 15 now.
That as Cristobal, the third named storm of what's predicted to be an intense hurricane season, is just starting to bring heavy rain along the Gulf Coast from East Texas to Florida. And Millsy and Basil, bullseye for this tropical storm seems to be Louisiana, where officials have declared a state of emergency, and New Orleans is preparing for up to 250 millimeters of rain and potentially heavy flooding.
That's a lot of rain. Thanks, Bobby.
Before, Bob, that's for sure.